Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Final hour of power. As we take you around the DMV here on this Sunday afternoon, it's at the end of the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. You can tweet at me. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Number to call us, 1-800-636-1067. 1067. The last caller, I got Keith out in Clifton. I say Clinton Meadowcrest, but it's really Clifton. And when he talked about what he did for work, he said, well, that's how he's able to live out in Clifton. So it's Clifton. Where is Clifton at, Meadowcrest?
It's out by like Burke and Fairfax.
Oh, so he's,
let me tell you, that's where they got some big houses out there.
So that's where the Manion's at, basically.
I know like Clarence Thomas lives out there. They got some big houses. Like they don't have houses out there. They have estates.
An estate.
Yeah. Like it's there are properties that have big fences around them and stuff. But it's a nice area if you're living out there, man. You're probably doing pretty well.
You know what I just thought about randomly as a quick aside? What would my estate look like? When I reach the heights that I would like to reach in sports media, and I'm able to have a big fat junkies contract, what type of estate will I live in? What type of estate would you live in? I could see your estate. I could see it to where, like, you have to, like, drink a beer to walk into your estate. You would have to, like, you would have to know.
I don't have a foyer. I have a bar in the front.
Right. It's just crazy. It always gets me thinking because Terry's over out here posturing for money, and I get it, right? You want money. You want to be paid what you're worth. If I was negotiating for a $28 million a year contract, if I had that type of money, Terry said to make $22 million this year. If I had $22 million between for this calendar year, I'd act a damn fool. I'm telling you. I'd eat all the seafood. Crab legs. King crab. Lobster. Lobster mac and cheese, steak. This is coming from a guy that ate tacos last night for dinner.
You gotta get the A5 Wagyu steak, man. That's the real deal.
Would you say the A5 Wagyu?
Well, yeah, that's the expensive stuff, man.
I don't know nothing about that metal, Chris. Let's go to honestly, you know what's real? The best steak I've ever had, if I'm being honest, I actually got from my guy Athan in Annapolis. Athan, the steak that I had with you was the best steak I ever had in my life.
Well, we're going to duplicate that multiple times this year because this team is going to be good. They just got to work through the BS right now. But we got to backtrack for a second because you said you would put Dan Quinn against any Redskins coach. Dan Quinn.
In the 2000s. Hold on. I said in the 2000s, brother.
Okay, I missed that part.
Hold your horses.
Joe Gibbs did coach in the 2000s, yeah, even though he wasn't as successful.
Exactly. So that version of Joe,
here's the thing.
I would take Dan Quinn over Joe Gibbs 2.0, yes.
But here's the thing. It gets to my point. The reason Gibbs 2.0 wasn't as successful is because he didn't have a good GM. He had the Vinny Serratos of the world and everybody talking in his ear. We passed over Aaron Rodgers to draft Carlos Rogers and Jason Campbell.
I remember.
Let that one sit in.
I remember.
Okay, we had Mark Brunell here and many others. So we didn't have a Bobby Bethard or Charlie Casserly. But my point is, Adam Peters is not always going to be right. He's not always going to be wrong. And I'm just going to remind everybody something who wants to crown Howie Roseman, okay? 2-3 years ago, Russell Wilson had his choice. Denver, Philadelphia, or Washington. If Russell Wilson had said, I want to go to Philly, Jalen Hurts is a Seahawk right now, and there is no Super Bowl in Philadelphia. That's how close Howie Roseman was to having a bust at quarterback, okay? And Howie Roseman also drafted Jalen Reagor over Justin Jefferson. My point is, they're not always going to be right, and you just have to trust the process. Look at the guy Keith that just called in. That guy lives off the interest he makes on his money, okay? So, you know, you just have to trust the process. I know it's frustrating for us, but, you know, Linnell, most likely we're not going to win 12 games this year because we have a tough schedule, and we're still rebuilding this team from the bank robber that came in here in Rivera that was 0-for-4 on first-round picks, among many others. It's going to take time. It's not going to happen. This is a marathon, not a sprint.
Athen, that 0-for-4 stat on first-round picks in sports, in the world of sports, it might as well be a war crime in terms of what it did to this franchise and what position that we're currently in. The one thing that always, and I feel like you bring it up a lot amongst our callers, is that fact that you just brought up. How differently, how much further along would we be if at least one of the first-round picks that no good Ron Rivera would have hit. Like, that's the thing that frustrates me, man.
Yeah, what if Jahan Dotson was as good as Terry, but a solid two, you know?
That would have made things a hell of a lot better. We appreciate you, as always, Athen. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, good guy. 1-800-636-1067. I will let you hear from Dan Quinn, I promise. But first, let's get to Dustin in Laytonville. Who wants to chime in? What's going on, Dustin? Are you golfing out Laytonville, brother?
Oh, yes, sir.
Hit them well, man. Golf. Hit them well. Hit them well.
That's what we got here is golf courses. So I think I love all the moves Adam Peters has made, but his biggest mistake was that Javon Kinlaw contract, because that puts him $2 million a year under Terry right now. So Terry's sitting there looking, you dropped a bag on this guy, and he hasn't done anything to prove himself. Terry's proven himself to where he deserves at least a 3 in front of his number right now. Like $30 million, they should be minimal offering him. If Terry's not taking that, I don't know. But what do you think? Are they overvaluing the fact that Kinlaw was a first-round draft pick? And
here's my thing, and like, you're not the first caller that said this, Dustin, so don't take offense to what I'm about to say. I think there's like a misconception amongst the fan base that like we're sadly mistaken about the type of deal Javon Kinlaw got. They paid him a deal that makes him like the 23rd highest paid defensive tackle in the NFL. So it's not like they gave out some massive contract to Javon Kinlaw. So I know people have said, well, how can you pay him and not pay Terry? They got Javon Kinlaw on the cheap. Why? Because he hadn't had a lot of production in this league. So,
well, don't you think Daniels was more productive and he got less than Kinlaw at Minnesota?
You talk about – say that one more time, brother.
Don't you think that, you know –
You talking about John Allen?
Allen, I'm sorry. I called him Daniels.
No, you're good. You're
John Allen?
So, hey, this is one of those situations. If I was on the YouTube stream, you'd see me throw my hands up. If you want to make the case that they got worse at that position moving on from John Allen and replacing him with Javon Kinlaw – I can't say anything to you, because who's been the better player? John Allen.
Well, they had to get bigger, because the reason we lost to the Philadelphia Eagles was because their offensive line blew Fowler off the ball into the linebackers on the first play of the game and took it to the house.
Yeah. I get that.
We needed to get bigger. And so I understand that, but Terry's sitting there looking like, look what I've done for this team. You have to pay me more.
I totally get it. I think ultimately, and I appreciate the call, Dustin, ultimately, like, and I'll put a percentage on it again here. I feel like I'm doing this every 3 days, putting a new percentage out on this. When the trade request hit Thursday night, Chris, I said I was at 60-40. I'm back up to 65-35. Nothing has changed, by the way, my emotions are just changing. I think at the end of the day, I feel like Adam Peters and company understand how important McLaurin is to the operation. So if you had to like inject me with truth serum and ask me how I think it ultimately plays out, I think it ultimately plays out with him playing here next year. Now, is that on a long-term extension? I don't know, because I talked about the other ways that they could potentially, you know, make things right with Terry McLaurin, sweeten his deal for this year, give him some more guaranteed money, give him some very easy-to-reach incentives, and then you all can kiss and make up at season's end and try to start your negotiations once again. But I continue to also reiterate, it's the art of solo radio, right? It goes back to my sandwich artist analogy. I'm like a Subway sandwich maker. I'm a solo radio host. I'm a radio artist. So I got to give you both sides. Anything can happen. Like, it's the National Football League. Nothing surprises me at this point.
Well, here's a question I got for you, and you can answer after the break that we need to take.
Because I'm just horrible.
But I got a
Thank
question.
Thank you, Chris,
it's
for not beating me up.
But here's the thing. If they go to play their week one preseason game, and in the first quarter, because that's really the only chance we'll see any starters.
If they play in that, yeah.
Yeah, even if, but let's just, and mm-hmm. who knows if they'll even play JD5. But right. Let's just say, the wide receiver core without him looks fantastic. How does that impact this negotiation?
I think,
and we'll talk about that after the break. Is all I'm saying.
And that's how we're going to go to break. More of your calls next on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Still rocking and rolling as we take you around the DMV here on this Sunday afternoon. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 105. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler will get you warmed up for the series finale of Nats and Brewers coming up at that point. It's been a rough couple of days for the old Curly W's. In the past four games, they have given up 40 runs. Not good, Metal Chris. Not very good.
No, that's not impressive. And that's a homestand as well. Like, it's not even like, oh, they're on the road, they're all out of sync. Like, no, they're sleeping in their own beds.
They're at home, and I think we've actually seen it with this team. They play better on the road. Yes, it's not fun to play in front of 14,000 people when you can go play in front of 30,000 people at another ballpark. But I want to answer Metal Chris's question. I want to take CJ's call, and I also want to let you hear from Dan Quinn so you all don't call me a liar on the internet. Well, no, you've been telling us we're going to hear from Dan Quinn since 11:45. The show goes how the show goes, people. I just get you in and out of break. But first, let's do this in order. Metal Chris, I want to answer your question because I also want to ask that question to you all at 1-800-636-1067. Does Friday's preseason game, if the receiver core looks good in Friday's preseason game, will it ease some of your concerns about Terry McLaurin in this negotiation? Do you think it will change the negotiation from the team's perspective? 1-800-636-1067. Like I said before the break, I think you'd be a fool to say no. Like, if they go out into the preseason game and Jalen Lane has a 70-yard touchdown catch on a bomb, it's going to mean something to people around here, right? Like, it gives you confidence that, because what have I been saying is, like, the biggest area in which I think they'll miss McLaurin, if they have to miss him for regular season games, it's having that guy that can consistently stress defenses vertically. Because when you have Deebo Samuel, a guy who is probably the best run after the catch guy in the NFL, he needs the room underneath to work. How do you create that room? Terry McLaurin flying down the sideline 100 miles an hour. But if you don't have that, teams can load up the box, and life becomes much more difficult for Deebo Samuel and the rest of this offense. So I'll have to think that it would. Now, I gave you an example of like what would get me going, what would get me all in the lather and worked up and tweeting in all caps. If Jalen Lane goes 70 yards on a touchdown on a deep shot, like, hell yeah, I'd feel good about it, you know? If Deebo Samuel breaks a tackle and goes 50 yards, hell yeah, I'd feel good about it. But it's got to be something big, right? Like, I'm not going to get – if Luke McCaffrey goes out and has four catches for 42 yards, so? You know, I need to see what I haven't seen during camp, and that's somebody else proving themselves as a big play threat for this offense. 1-800-636-1067. CJ is in D.C. wanting to chime in. What's going on, CJ?
Hey, what's up, man?
Appreciate it.
Good morning, man.
Good morning,
hey,
brother.
How are you doing today?
Hey, look, my man.
Hey, I mean it. How you doing?
Man, I'm trying to figure it all out because you know how I am. I am as dialed in. I wear it on my sleeve when it comes to this group. That's why Pastor Willingham gets broken out. That's why I put a fork in him after the Cowboys lost. I don't play about these boys, brother. You know that.
Yeah.
And right now, I have genuine concern about the offense's ability to function minus Terry McLaurin. And that's why I'm so pressed for this negotiation to get done. But how are you, good brother?
Yeah. I'm great, man. I'm at Club Wagner's doing some grocery shopping, so I figured I was just going. No. But, you know, I think listen, Terry's gone out. Simple answer. He's gone out. He's requested a trade. To quiet everything, to put everything to bed, allow him to go seek a trade. Allow him to go on the open market and see what his value truly is across the league. Okay?
Okay.
If you find your deal out there, if it's truly 30-plus like you say your value is, okay, guess what? Either we'll match it or you'll have better bargaining chips. But as of right now, we have put a value on where we see the value is. And you can't be mad at an organization when they may share the same feelings as other GMs across the league. And my deal is this. I am tired of just feeling like just because people say, oh, we had 1,000 yards every year. Don't forget, in 2021, they added an extra damn game as well.
and who else was there to compete with him for targets is my other thing.
Yeah, so my deal is this, man. It's just like running a family. And I'm not calling Terry a child. Sometimes it's being a parent, which the GM is. You have to allow your kids to hear the same thing you're telling them from someone else.
Hey, so CJ, as a 27-year-old brother, yeah. It wasn't too long. Man, I hear that all the damn time.
Yeah, you got to let somebody else tell them. Listen. The reality may not be what you want to hear, but this is just what it is, man. And that's how you get to the bottom of it. And then we'll be in a better space. But until we know what that number is and know what his value is across the league, everybody's just throwing this back and forth across the fence. Let's put it in concrete, establish what the value is, and move on.
I dig it. That's the way I'd like to get it done, too. But we know, CJ, it ain't that linear, brother. I wish it was. I wish it was because it would take some of this damn stress off of me. Because honestly, y'all think I'm joking, man. I think about this all the time. I think about it all the time, bro. Like, are they going to get it done today? Are they going to get it done tomorrow? Are they going to get it done before the season opener? What did I say on Thursday night? And I've repeated it several times here this afternoon. Wake me up Labor Day weekend. I think that's when we play, right? The opener is Labor Day weekend, if I'm not mistaken. Wake me up then. Like, no, it's not Labor Day weekend. So we play the 7th. So we play 6 days after that. Wake me up the weekend of Labor Day. And if there's no deal done then I'll blink again and I'll go, okay, Terry's not playing. But right now, man, like, it's so tough because while I definitely agree he needs to be in camp building a rapport with Terry, with Jaden. So, like, to me, it's like, you need him out there, but I understand this part of the negotiation. I'm not trying to ring the alarm, the fact that he's not there right now. I want him there by week one. If he's not there in week one, if he doesn't show up that week leading up to week one and is not able to be a part of the game plan and all of that, that's when I will have real doubts and reservations. The other part of this that maybe we're not talking about enough is the fact that Terry McLaurin is currently on the physically unable to perform list. How does that impact this entire situation? I'll give you my thoughts on that, run through some calls, and then finally, I'm telling you, if I don't do it in this segment, Metal Chris is going to put my head in one of these microphone covers. I will let you hear from Dan Quinn next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
There's a little bit of a wrinkle in this Terry McLaurin situation that maybe we haven't ironed out enough. You see what I did there? Wrinkle ironed out enough. I'm working at this radio thing. Him being on the PUP list. So I want to break this down to everybody because we briefly spoke about this Thursday, Chris, if you remember. Him being on the PUP list, he is not. Him being on the PUP list basically to me means that, one, he's not passing the physical. He can't pass the physical, right? And if he's on PUP to start the regular season, he has to miss the first 4 games. The scenario that I keep bringing up, and I don't know if Terry McLaurin is about this life or not, but, like, if you're McLaurin, what if you just, if you don't get the contract you want, what if he just stays on PUP the whole year? He can, like, that would make this thing get messy. Grievances would be filed. on behalf of the team, it would get really ugly. And I wonder, like, how much this means to Terry, and is he willing to drag it to that point? When you see him dapping up Josh Harris out after practice yesterday, you think, like, no, he would never, it would never get that petty to where he just decides to stay on PUP, right? Okay, it's the National Football League. Honestly, it's the National Football League. So, nothing would surprise me, but that will make things a little messy. Brian is in Greenbelt, wants to chime in. What's going on, B?
Yo, what up, man?
How you doing?
Hey, man, I think that, you know, this idea that it's going to get done, it needs to be dismissed, man. You know, fan of the team, not Terry McLaurin, we got to focus. Now, if you sign McLaurin to the DK Metcalf deal, okay, we're looking like this, 2025, this season. This is
the last dance.
This is Jaden Daniels' second season. So, two seasons from now, and during his fourth season, we got to throw a buttload of money at him. And in that season, 2027, McLaurin will be on the books for like 30, you know, maybe 20 mil cash. So, it's like Laramie Tunsil's got to get a new deal next season. He's going to be in 2027 is like doomsday, right? We got to pay the man. And you got to pay. You can't do it Jerry Jones style. You got to do it early, right? So 2027, Terry directly competing with that 2027 money, and that's what we need to be focused on, is making sure we got the offensive line in place. And you talking about what's going to get me teed up on opening day is if Jaden Daniels leave that game with his jersey clean and we got to win, and he look a little better than he did last year. I'll be teed up, man. I'm like, okay, we on the right track, dog. And you know, we got to keep defense win championships. And, you know, we got to remember that. Not wide receivers.
Right.
And we got to remember that we got a quarterback that we have to put first priority on. I mean, I don't know what the priorities are, but a lot of people that call up here seem like they don't have the priority straight. I've been screaming for years, O-line. Quarterback's more important, you know, than all the other stuff. No, don't just get a good team and then get a crappy quarterback. Get a good quarterback. Focus on the O-line, D-line. That's how you build your team. It seems like Peters has a good understanding, if you ask me. Terry, no, I ain't blaming Terry. He got to get his money. This is his window. Fine. But we, as a fan base, need to know 2027 is doomsday, dog, and we got to have that money for the man.
No,
and we
gotta
protect
that.
The man.
And you're calling 2027 doomsday. I call this the last dance, man. When you think about all the one-year deals that the Commanders have this year, whew, and then you look at 2026, like, that's the whole thing that I keep going back to with this Terry thing, and I'm curious to know how Adam Peters is looking at it. Terry's deal is up at the end of this year. He's trying to negotiate a new contract with 1 year left on the deal. What if at season's end, Marshawn Lattimore, Daron Payne, Laramie Tunsil, Dorrance Armstrong, Frankie Louvu, Tyler Biadasz, right? Quam Martin. All those dudes are set to be free agents at the end of next year, meaning they all will be playing with 1 year left on their deal going into 2026. If all of those dudes decided to go Terry McLaurin's route, how the hell would we practice? If all those dudes that have 1 year left were looking to get paid, how would we field a team? How would we practice? That's why I think
practice squad would be stepping up.
Practice squad would be stepping the hell up, wouldn't they, brother? So, like, that's why I'm like, ugh, it's frustrating. I understand both sides. It hurts. Let's get to Dan Quinn here. The head coach of the Washington Commanders spoke yesterday before practice, and it was his first time speaking to the media since Terry McLaurin requested the trade on Thursday night. Here's what the head coach of your Commanders had to say.
He let me know that was happening too, so I definitely appreciated that. Look, I think it's easy. We love Terry. I'm really glad he's here. Hopefully he's out practicing soon. And we also understand there's the business side of this things that Adam and his side and Terry and his reps are working it through. So I just kind of, you know, stay in that space. We recognize both are happening. But like I said, I'm really glad he's here. I love coaching him. And but the business side, you know, that's kind of where it's at. And It's not somebody asked me as a distraction. It is not. The players today, they're more aware of contracts and things maybe than they used to be, and they recognize that business part happens as well. So for the team, we're just rocking and going and throwing some great practices. For Terry and the, you know, the trade request, like, man, that's part of normal business that, you know, it's happening around the NFL. It's normal. We understand it, and we just like throw like our very best practices out on the field.
Aren't we so lucky to have Dan Quinn? He just gets it. He's always going to say the right thing. He's always going to keep the positive mentality. He's going to put a positive spin on everything. I said it earlier in the show, and I'll repeat it here again. I think he is the best leader of men that has come through the DMV sports scene since the turn of the 2000s. I genuinely feel that way. It's a unique leadership style. It's not linear. He's not perfect. I keep going back to what he did after he was fired from Atlanta, doing the 360 on himself and, you know, talking to folks around the league and around professional sports about how to become a better leader, how to become a better head coach. The interpersonal work that he did is why Washington, a big part of why Washington was able to have success last year. He's continued to work on himself. And I'll be real, in terms of like this situation hanging over the franchise, there's nobody else better equipped to handle it than Dan Quinn. I totally believe that. There's nobody better equipped to handle this situation than Dan Quinn. Does that mean that a deal gets done? No. Does that mean that this thing ends with water under the bridge and people kissing each other on the cheek? Not necessarily. But however it ends, I have total unwavering confidence in Dan Quinn to ultimately lead this football team forward, whether it's with Terry McLaurin or without Terry McLaurin. 1-800-636-1067. I want to let you continue to hear from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn. It's cut number three, Metal Chris, when you got it ready. Dan Quinn, this answer was super unique to me because it's him giving some inside information that, you know, he didn't have to give. Now, is he telling the truth? I'd like to believe so, but he could be lying. Here is Dan Quinn on if he has spoke to the team about the Terry McLaurin situation.
No need, you know, like there's just no need to do that and compare and talk and compare another man's money. Like that's just not it. And so, like I said, around the NFL, I think there's more awareness maybe than there's ever been of teammates and contract and business. And so we don't address it. And this group is tight. And honestly, they're really focused on what they have to do in that time, knowing that behind the scenes, you know, they know Adam and the guys are also working really hard at it too.
Oof. Yeah. Like I hear that, Dan. I hear that. You didn't feel the need to address the team. Here's the thing. I don't know if I all the way believe that, because there's protocol that you got to go through and like telling guys how to respond to this. There are rookies on this team. You got to address it, because if some, say I go up to Ja'Cory Croskey-Merritt, it's their seventh round draft pick, or I go to Ja'Cory Brooks, their undrafted cat, and go, hey man, you're a wide receiver. What do you think about Terry not being here? You think they should pay him? And he says the wrong thing because he's a green, wide-eyed rookie that has no clue how to talk to the media. I have to believe that Dan Quinn said something to the team about how they should be addressing the situation. But the whole thing is this, right?
I would bet, like, that's the role of the GM at that point. Like, you tell these guys, like, hey, we're not talking about contracts to the press, and don't talk about yours, and we ain't going to talk about nobody's, and just go about your day. And Dan Quinn shouldn't really be dealing with the contracts at all.
But, you know? But I hear what you're saying, Metal, but the head coach addresses the team every day. So I would think that it would be more of his name, but it could have been
GM has access to that stuff,
It could have been the situation where, like, at the start of camp, you have that team meeting, and AP takes the floor and goes.
There's clearly some NDAs involved in some of this, too, which is why we don't know what numbers they're talking about, because there's probably legal restrictions telling them, like, hey, you're not allowed to talk about this stuff. So
I don't know if it's that. I just think it's them trying to, you know, do business in a different way, keeping things close to the vest, which is I can appreciate it. I know you appreciate it, too, as a fan. Like, it's a lot different in terms of how they handle their business now, but buckle up, man. We'll let you continue to hear from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, on the other side of the break. Plus, we'll take a spin around the National Football League and look at some of the top storylines throughout the first week and a half of NFL training camp. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll lose our Team 980 audience coming up at 12:55 as we begin our coverage of Washington Nationals baseball. We'll come back for one short segment here on The Fan. So I want to put a bow on the show right here. I want to let you hear from the rest of Dan Quinn, though, because there were some other interesting cuts from his media availability that he had yesterday before practice. Here is Commanders head coach Dan Quinn on if he's surprised that the Terry McLaurin situation got to this point.
I'm not surprised. Honestly, I'm glad he's here, and I do love coaching him, Nikki. So I've tried to avoid judging it. You know, I can't be in his spots. I recognize the players are trying to set themselves and their families up. So I try not to put myself into that spot. It's too easy to say, man, if I had that much, I'd be this or that. And so I don't go there. I try to support him, you know, as best I can. But we don't discuss the finance part of things. That's the partnership with Adam and I. You know, where's our strengths? How do we work together? And many things we do together. This is not one of them.
So I think that's a very interesting answer the DQ just gave. Like I said, he's open, he's honest, he's transparent. I think he's a great leader. Him and AP do collaborate on a lot of things. So to think that AP hasn't gotten Dan Quinn's input on this Terry McLaurin negotiation, you'd be a damn fool to think that. Cut number 9, Metal Chris, if you got it ready. Here is, because he talked about them doing a lot of things together. Here is Dan Quinn on something he and AP do together.
Yeah, we watch, the one thing we do together, just the two of us every day, is we watch practice together. And some of the time it's about practice when we're watching it. Other times it's around other things that goes. Just having that time together every day to talk, it's important, you know, for us, for our relationship, for the team. And so you'd be surprised if you just put the tape on, leads into one thing, you hit pause, something else comes up, you talk through it. And so we do that every day of practice. We watch just practice, the two of us together. He may catch me up on things. I try to give him insight on some of the things that a guy may be being coached on or how they're performing. There's a lot of players to evaluate, so it's not like you can see 90 players on, you know, every day, every moment. So I try to highlight those players, and he gives me insights back. So I enjoy that time that we do that.
I think that's interesting, man. It's also a part of, like, why he's a great leader. Like, they're so collaborative with everything that they have going on in Ashburn. I think it's awesome that they watch tape together every day. And, like, you know, Dan Quinn said, it's not always about watching the tape to evaluate a specific player. Conversations come up, and the conversation can get shifted so many different ways. I wonder what those wide receiver convos are like. I wonder what Dan Quinn and Adam Peters think about Luke McCaffrey, how ready Jalen Lane is, how big of a contributor Noah Brown can be, how big of a contributor Deebo Samuel can be. I would pay, and I'm broke, so I wouldn't pay too much for nothing, but I would pay to be a fly on the wall in that room hearing those two dudes talk ball. Because I'm sure there are disagreements that happen, if there aren't disagreements that happen, then what the hell are we doing here? Right, that's what makes a good football organization, is when you can have disagreements and then come to a common ground because you all are working in collaboration to the same, you know, for the same thing. But, like, in this Terry negotiation, I wonder how much influence Dan Quinn has on it. Because if you're Dan Quinn, like, you went to the damn Super Bowl your second year in Atlanta. You have high expectations for this year and what you all are going to be. And you damn Skippy, having Terry out there makes everything a hell of a lot easier. It makes you a way better football team. I also know that no matter how bad Dan Quinn wants Terry, if Adam doesn't get the deal done, Dan's got to coach the 53 guys regardless. So That's why, like, I love hearing, you know, DQ say, yeah, Terry texted me before he put the trade request in. I don't know if that's true or not. Why would he text Dan and say, hey, I'm putting in a trade request? That's the whole thing. Like, it's so much gray area in all of this, and I'm now nitpicking at every little thing. I'm questioning everything. I'm being a conspiracy theorist here, I guess. But, like, it just goes to my point that, like, the business of the NFL is tricky. And even if Terry didn't tell Dan Quinn about the trade request, I don't think it speaks to their relationship. I don't think it says that their relationship's in a bad spot. I just think Terry's got to do what Terry's got to do. And I've long felt this way about all of this. Terry McLaurin has to do, at the end of the day, what's best for Terry McLaurin. Let's go to Johnny out in Oklahoma who wants to chime in. Let's go to Johnny.
Hey, how you doing, buddy? Hey,
I'm good.
It's John out here. I said Johnny earlier, but it's John.
What's up, John? I ain't heard from you since football season, brother, man. How you doing, man?
Hey, I've been listening to you, though, man. I ain't called in, but I've been listening.
I appreciate you, man.
I'm doing good. I'm doing great, man. I always listen to you guys. You know, kind of what I think maybe is going on, I was telling a guy earlier on the phone that I think since we got us a good quarterback now, you know, and I believe what they're looking towards is like the Patriots used to do or did when they had Brady all the time. Sign those players, you know, just a year and 2 year contracts, especially the ones that are getting older towards the end of their contracts, and then the ones like Lulu in the middle, you know, available like them, and bring them in there for 2 year contracts. And then, you know, reconstructing Brady's contract quarterback all the time to bring those guys in there because they all want to take a chance to win the Super Bowl. You know, they know we got a good coach and definitely a good quarterback. And I don't think they want to go to them 3-, 4-, 5-year contracts with an option, 4-year contracts with an option anymore.
Well, that is a good point, John. And we got to let you go because we're up against it. Our Team 980 audience going to lose us. When we come back, one final segment here on The Fan. We'll take a spin around the National Football League next. So what just wrapped up over at Nats Park is the DC Sports Hall of Fame, and we were talking about it in the break, some of the nominees in some of the inductees, rather, in this year's class. Elena Beard, formerly of the Washington Mystics, Rich Fotkin, the play-by-play voice for Georgetown men's basketball, Johnny Dawkins. I'm not familiar with who Johnny Dawkins is, honestly. That's probably embarrassing. That's because I'm a young guy. Jim Larrañaga was inducted, the former George Mason head coach that, you know, led Mason to the Final Four. Mia Hamm, the, you know, former soccer GOAT. Wow. Wait. Mia Hamm? Am I wrong on Mia Hamm? Mia Hamm's a soccer player, right?
Yeah, she's okay. One of the best ever, and she played for the DC team for a while, I think.
Craig Lachlan getting inducted.
That's awesome.
Love that. One of the best color analysts in all of the NHL. The team of distinction is a Redskins Super Bowl team. Now, one of my pitfalls as a young man is I can't read Roman numerals. So this is the Super Bowl XXVI team. So X is what, 20?
10.
X is 10. Super Bowl 20.
V is 5.
That's embarrassing. Thank you, Mike. I mean, look, if you all are going to judge me for not being able to read Roman numerals, pick a bigger battle, all right? I can't be perfect.
It's a lost art form, man.
It's a lost
art. Like cursive
art.
Writing.
Just like cursive. I'm 20. Thank you, Chris. But no, so the Super Bowl 27 team. 26 team? 26. The Super Bowl 26 team honored as the team of distinction. That was a team that went 17-2 and ran a rough shot through the postseason. And then Alonzo Mourning, former Big East Defensive Player of the Year over at Georgetown, and Naismith Basketball Hall of Famer. So that is your class of 2025. I think we should give more credit and shed more light on this thing, man. Because, like, when you look at, you know, the folks that are inducted. Wow, so this is a big thing. This is the fact that it's happening on the same weekend that the NFL Hall of Fame ceremonies are happening is cool. If you all didn't get to see Shannon Sharpe, Sterling Sharpe, after Sterling got inducted over the weekend, the Sharpe brothers, now the first pair of brothers to ever be inducted into the Hall of Fame. I know people thought the Mannings were going to be that, but they're not. So there's that. I told you I wanted to take a spin around the National Football League real quick before we get out of here. Knock on wood. the injury bug is running rampant across the NFL. Khalil Shakir, of the Bills, week to week with a high ankle sprain. Dallas Cowboys left tackle Tyler Guyton. They fear that he tore his ACL. Really just a bum bruise. He's going to be reevaluated in 4 to 6 weeks. Justin Jefferson officially listed as week to week with a hamstring strain. And it feels like every team is dealing with something at this point. The one team who isn't is the Washington Commanders. Now, yesterday we had two injury scares. Debo Samuel dealing with a little bit of a hand-finger injury. Don't think that's too serious. And then Brandon Coleman dealing with a little bit of an injury situation as well. So we'll see. We'll see. That's going to do it, though, for the youngest of Charles and L. Willingham. Taking you around the DMV here on this Sunday afternoon. If you want to keep the conversation going with me on social media, it is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Back with you tomorrow, 6:30 to 10, right here on The Fan. We'll be boots on the ground out at Commanders Park for practice as well. So make sure you keep it locked to the youngest of Charles and L. Willingham. Coming up next, the series finale of Nats and Brewers here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.